All right, good evening and welcome to the Allegiance Team Academy regular meeting of the Board of Directors, May 6, 2018. The meeting is called to order at 7:03 p.m. The meeting location is 13050 2nd Street, Chino, California, 91710. The agenda, instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Allegiance Team Academy Thrive Charter School, also known as ASA Thrive, is a direct-funded, independent public charter school operated by the Allegiance Team Academy Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation and governed by Allegiance Team Academy Incorporated Corporate Board of Directors. The purpose of a public meeting of the board is to conduct the affairs of Allegiance Team Academy in public. We are pleased that you are in attendance and hope you will visit these meetings often. Your presentation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at info@asathrive.org. Requests to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on any agenda items or under the general category of public comments. Public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. The public is invited to address the board regarding items listed on the agenda. Comments on an agenda item will be accepted during consideration of that item or prior to consideration of the item in the case of a closed session item. Please turn your comment cards to the board secretary prior to the item you wish to speak on. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes. In compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and upon request, Allegiance Team Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of the agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiance Team Academy. Roll call. Samantha Odo is absent. Raquel Wall?
Present.
Melanie Choi?
Here.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Present.
And Andrew Bestie, present. Public comments, items not on the agenda. No individual presentations shall be for more than 3 minutes. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Are there any comment cards?
There are no comments.
Up next, approval of agenda for board meeting for May 6, 2018. It is recommended the board of directors approve the agenda for regular board meeting for May 6, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the agenda for May 6, 2018.
Motion Raquel, second.
I'll second.
Second Vanessa. Roll call vote, Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vestie, aye. Motion passes 4-0. Open session, communications, comments from board of directors. Raquel Rawl.
None.
Melanie Choi.
Nothing.
Vanessa Okamoto.
No.
And Andrew Vestie have nothing. CEO's report.
Good evening. Just a couple points. Then I'm turn over to Callie to talk about registration briefly. In working with Charter Impact, we are going to, on the 20th, the next board meeting, I'll have ready a request for a draw from Charter Asset Management of $100,000 so we can start payroll for folks that are coming on and some of the purchases that will be necessary based on that MOU and just where we are on our timeline. So that will be coming at the next board meeting. I worked together with Charter Impact to get that number and it will be $100,000. We'll speak to the budget when we get there as well, but it's a very healthy budget, which is great. Then the only other two things is we, after discussing with Andrew about some of our staffing model, like the proposed change for IT and not hire an IT employee, but rather contract out. I looked at it and we're gonna get some quotes, we already have one. At approximately $50,000 a year contract will save us close to $40,000 total based on what we have that position budgeted for. And given the size of the school and our needs at this point, we can probably, aside from saving money there, all our demands will be met through the support from the outside, including early, before we open setup and then maintenance and support ongoing. A lot more details about that, but just wanted to plant the seed now. And just a reminder that May 16th and 22nd, we'll have our info nights at our campus, 7 p.m. Those will go on Facebook and the calendar shortly. Great.
Should we do some icy thing when you said you're going to see at what point do we hear more about that? Or?
So by our next board meeting, I'll have another.
I'll have another.
I'll have at least two proposals by then.
I guess my thing is, I'm just trying to think about, I hear what you're saying about saving money, but I'm thinking about long-term investment and folks who are know our system and get going and all that kind of stuff, and so it's kind of better to start them early so that we can...
Yeah, I think when we have the price, when we have the salary set, it's probably going to be someone would take that as like a stepping stone kind of place, so I think if we can get larger and offer more for that position, we might be able to get someone that we... more likely to keep for a longer time.
So with registration, I've been working with Diana and Laura, Jennifer, to organize our registration process. And an email went out with the dates for that. So we our first date is on next weekend, on May 12th, and they'll all be at Gem Mortgage. And we're starting with kinder so that we can just restrict the number of families coming in to make sure we have a solid, sound process down and kind of iron out any kinks for that. And also because kinder does have some unique requirements like a home language survey that we'll be requesting makes it a little bit more time consuming. So that's why we're starting just kinder. And then after that, we'll have a number of dates for kinder through fourth grade, so even if kinder families can't make it on that first day, they can still come in those other dates, and they range from daytime to evening, weekdays, and weekend days. And then after that, we have a couple of dates for fifth through eighth grades, again with a range of times throughout the day to hopefully meet the needs of our families. And families can reschedule if they need to by emailing us. And the process we're hoping should take about 30 minutes per family. And that kind of builds in some of the wait time for registration. We have our student information system up and running. We're going to do a training tomorrow evening to get an online registration set up so that families can do it that way and start to initiate their student's record in our system.
So families with multiple students, when can they come at any point? So if they have kinder through whatever, they can just come at the kinder time?
Yeah, just come at one time and register the multiple students, yes.
That's it?
All right.
Items scheduled for discussion and or action. First up is the revised regular meeting calendar for board meeting calendar for 2017-2018, which was attached to the board packet. June 3rd and June 17th, 2018 meetings would be canceled and rescheduled for June 10th and June 24th, just due to the availability of the board, and the June 17th is actually Father's Day, so we won't have that board meeting that day. So any questions about that? Nope. Do I have a motion to adopt and approve the revised regular meeting calendar for 2017-2018?
I'll make a motion.
Motion Vanessa, second.
I'll second.
Second Melanie. Roll call vote, Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Motion passes 4-0. Number two, math curriculum, Great Minds Eureka Math quote to purchase instructional materials. The board said chance to review the quote. Do you have anything to say on that?
Just this decision was reached by input with the team that's coming together, looking at sort of an evidence-supported curriculum, and it's a line of common core. It's going to kind of fit our STEAM efforts, and Eureka Math sort of rose to the top of the things we vetted. So, anything else?
And they are entertaining deferred payment, correct?
Say that again.
They're entertaining deferred payment.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, they are.
Oh, go ahead.
So I'm just looking at some of these when you're looking at the products. So So, like, for example, the third one down, grade one student set, module 1 through 6, books 1 through 4. But then the teacher edition has books 1 through 6. I just didn't know if there's a way, are we paying for 2 extra books, or does the teacher need those extra books that the student doesn't have if they don't align the student and the teacher versions?
Yeah, that's so this proposal is when I filled out a template that just shows the grade levels and the number of teachers,
right.
And this is the proposal. But that's something I can ask specifically.
I'm just wondering if we're paying for extra 2 books or if there's a reason why, because if we can.
And what's the account we're speaking to?
It happens multiple times. So, like, the modules are always the same, but then the books are different. So, like, the students are only getting, like, 1 through 4, but then the teacher edition has 1 through 6, and it happens for every grade. And so I'm just asking in terms of the discrepancy.
We can clarify. It may just be that the teacher edition is
more expensive. Yeah, I just was wondering. I didn't know. I mean, it wasn't like a... I just want to make sure that we're clear on what we're getting and that sort of thing. The student needs to stay the same and like that. But that happens on multiple levels. But that was just the first.
Any other questions? All right, so do I have a motion to adopt the curriculum and approve the purchase of instructional materials from Great Minds Eureka Math?
I'll make a motion.
Motion Vanessa, second.
I'll
second. Second Raquel. Roll call vote, Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Motion passes 4-0. Number 3, English Language Arts Curriculum. Heinemann Publishing quote to purchase instructional materials. Everyone had a chance to review. Any questions? Would you like to speak on
it? Similar conversation that led to the choice of this curriculum. We are familiar with it in our work at Avison, and so strong curriculum for both reading and writing, which gives teachers flexibility, especially in our STEAM focus, to incorporate a lot of the things that, like a standard curriculum with a huge anthology that dictates what will be read from start to finish for every grade, does not allow. We have greater flexibility here. With that's my endorsement.
All right, so do I have a motion to adopt the curriculum and approve the purchase of instructional materials from Heinemann Publishing? Motion Raquel. Second.
I'll second.
Second Vanessa. Roll call vote. Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti. Aye. No.
I just had another question I forgot that I wanted to ask. Because we don't have all the grades now, but we know that they'll still have what we need for the other grades that we have when we add a TK, that sort of thing. Like, these are the same folks we'll use. I'm sorry.
That's the plan, right?
Okay.
So that's the nice thing about this level of control is we can be that flexible if we need
but
to make a change.
Is that something we can ask them to see if they have any intention on, like, closing, you know, ending a book or not starting it again? Like,
so
is that something in the
yearly, we, as a board, we have to review the curriculum.
Right.
So that if something doesn't work, then, so we should do it like around March or April for the following year.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if they like these folks, right, for both, I just want to make sure that they have material for, TK, basically the only one that we don't have.
Oh, I
see. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
They have stuff, and then they would that be completely different.
Eureka Math does have TK.
Okay.
And Engage New York, which is definitely has supplementary materials as well for the reading writer. And then with the reading writer workshop, I'm not sure, but we have had the practice of kind of
using the Kinder stuff.
Yeah, but kind of pulling down.
Ooh, right. Number 4, Allegiance Team Academy Thrive Inclusion Manual. It was lengthy. You guys all had a chance. And just to clarify, that is actually our special education manual, is what the district, our CBUSD has it listed as in the MOU. So this is our SPED manual.
This is our SPED manual. It's labeled inclusion because that's our model, right? So I don't know if you want to. You got to talk to. Every chapter?
All 147 pages.
Yes, I can read it for you. I have a dissertation.
I wrote 2 dissertations.
Yes. It also includes our 504 plan procedures, and it is drawn from the DM SOPA policies and procedures, and they kind of they govern us for special education. So anything that is not in our special education model but might come up, we will rely on them as the kind of the governing board for our special education policies.
Did they have input on this as well?
This is from their charter silver documents.
Okay.
It's all drawn.
So I have a few questions. So the first, and there's some inconsistency as far as like when special education is capitalized versus not capitalized. I don't know if we're being consistent with that, and that's just like a writing thing. So I don't know what our go-to is going to be. The next thing is when we're talking about SST in Chapter 1, we don't say what it is until after that, and I think maybe it's better to kind of say what it is before we start talking about it. So it's first referenced on page 9, but then we don't talk about it until page 10 later, like, and so we're assuming that people would know. I mean, I don't know how many people actually read these things, but the practice is you actually spell it out before you abbreviate, and then you kind of go through that, because otherwise it's kind of like you're guessing. So that, I think that would be good. And then I wasn't quite sure, so when you have the SST coordinator on page 11, who is that person, or is that something that you would determine? Because I see the policies and the protocol for assembling the team, but I didn't see how that person is selected.
The role may be kind of diffuse depending on kind of our caseload of SFF students with SSTs. So we do hope that Cindy and Deanna can be a part, because they're only teaching kinder for half day,
right,
can be a part of heading up that team.
Okay, I have another question, sorry. Okay, and so then on 42, we have this kind of, like a diagram for the relationship when they're, like, assessing. And I'm just curious, I don't know if y'all even need this, but why doesn't the loop feedback all the way to assessment when it says in the text that we can reassess, like, every year, like a parent can ask and that sort of thing. So why does the loop just start back with a statement of the child's strengths and weaknesses if we're not reassessing them? I'm just kind of curious why the feedback loop doesn't go all the way back up to assessment. Because I would think that you would have to assess before you determine what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Yeah, it makes sense for it to go up to assessment.
So yes. I don't know if y'all made this or if you just, this is something given, but...
Yeah, this is drawn from the cell
phone. So it just seems like this is, I'm not sure how we're going to ascertain what the strengths and concerns are if we haven't reassessed the child of the student.
That's a fair question. I'm sure Selva has an answer for us, but in practice, there are revisions to goals without like the eligibility assessments. So local data and like classroom data can inform that, and progress monitoring can inform that. So that could be a reason why it's drawn that way, but it's worth asking, right? See. Yeah, close the loop at assessment. We will do that. We direct us to ask. Self-over clarification, we're glad to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
you're right now too, I think, right?
It's just, I mean, this is kind of my space, so I'm curious as to this feedback model, how they don't reassess, and that doesn't seem logical to me, but...
Yeah, so legally it does happen, right? There's an annual, triannual,
right.
So there's a request for an addendum, and it's going to change, and there will be assessment. Yeah,
And then I'm also just curious how much the district gets pulled into this, like, process, like when we're talking about like the IEP team members, because I know in other places that like there's a district, the district is involved in the process, right? But this is not spelled out to me, and here it's like our LEA, which is kind of a, you know.
We are, yes.
So we are representing the district, or they don't have to have?
So being part of Desert Mountain Selva in our own LEA,
right.
We really don't have a relationship with the authorizer of special education unless we have some sort of agreement outside of this in terms of the MOU, which currently we don't. But we have started a conversation with them around placement, student placement, if we have possibly be considered, not necessarily the school of the district, but when it comes to placement options, being able to partner with CBUST. So still early and see how that goes. But that's why you won't see a name here, because we're our own LEA in this context. Well, in every context, but in this case, when it comes to special education.
There was a couple, on page 107,
Anything else? Good?
All right. So I do have a motion to adopt and approve the Allegiance Team Academy Thrive Inclusion Manual, and if they come back where that closing of the loop is in the wrong place, we can just put it back on the agenda and reapprove it.
And if you ask them, if you could also ask about Appendix A, which seems very kind of antiquated, like it talks about computer processors and typewriters and doesn't say anything about iPads, you know, like what we're using today, and so it just seems like it should be more in line with 2018 and not 19 something.
So do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Motion Raquel, second.
Awesome.
Second Melanie. Roll call vote, Raquel Wall.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Motion passes 4-0. Fiscal year 2018-2019 updated budget for Allegiance Team Academy Thrive. Charter Impact, Allegiance Team Academy's back office provider, has provided an updated fiscal year 2018-2019 budget that ensures financial solvency and a responsible and healthy reserve. Can I speak on that?
So, in working with Charter Impact to update our budget, this is what you were given, right? You said that updated budget with the five-year forecast. The immediate implications, which are really good, is that our reserve is up higher than I last anticipated at 11%, but it's still, I'm assuming it's going to be around 7 or 8%, which is over the 5% requirement. Which is a really healthy place to be, which is good. But I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, that it's currently at 11%, should nothing else change, but I'm not expecting that. When you look at the reality of factoring, we just talked about it a little while ago, we've drawn Charter Asset Management. This budget shows that we'll probably need to factor receivables through the first half of next school year, and then not at all moving forward into the second year, which is a pretty healthy place to be, and that's quite an accomplishment. That doesn't happen often with charters. So we're looking pretty strong there. Just what that means, we have to pay bills before we get paid by the state. We won't see funding until after school starts. So we got people to pay and things to purchase and, you know, like to pay before kids ever show up and even into that first month of school. So we essentially survive that time with loans and then you pay those back and so on until we start to receive state funding. So that's how it works. You open your doors to the charter world before you ever get paid to. So we're discussing that. But even that, we won't be in this process, based on these assumptions, beyond the first half of the school year. So it's a great place to be. This budget assumes that we're participating in Title I federal funding, so we're going to, federal program, so we're going to apply this month. We are going to meet the requirement for that, which is 5% or 10 students who are eligible for based on the federal definition, right, for title, for free and reduced. So we should exceed that, and then, you know, we'll be receiving Title I funds as well. And then the only other thing on that, I think that's it. That's what I want to share about the budget. Again, as it gets updated, we'll present it again. Any questions on the budget?
Sure. Ask them now. It's going to be the most scrutinized part of the school, so ask the questions. All right. Yeah? Okay. So do I have a motion to approve the fiscal year 2018-2019 final budget for Allegiance Team Academy Thrive?
I'll make a motion.
Motion Vanessa, second.
I'll second.
Second Melanie. Roll call vote, Raquel Rall.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Motion passes 4-0. Adjournment. It is recommended the Board of Directors adjourn the regular board meeting for May 6, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion Raquel, second.
I'll second.
Second Vanessa. Roll call vote, Raquel Rall.
Aye.
Melanie Choi. Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti? Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Meeting's adjourned at 7:28 p.m.